Hello, everybody. It's me, the Vern, here from Cinema Recall Podcast. And I first of all just wanted to say, if you heard the early version of this episode, I apologize immensely for reposting it again. When I was previewing it, it sounded just fine. But then later on, I don't know what was happening here, but it just started to sound worse and worse. This episode is being recorded on my phone via Anchor. And I just want to talk randomly about five comedies that made me feel good. There's a lot of like tension going on right now because today, as I'm recording this, it's election day. So go out there and vote. That's really important to do. But I just want to just present out to you just some five random comedies that made me feel good. I've seen these movies many times before and I just love them. All right. So in no special order, here we go. The first movie I'm going to talk about is Kids in the Hall, Brain Candy. Now, Kids in the Hall is the sketch comedy troupe from Canada with Bruce McCullough, Dave Foley, Mark McKinney, Scott Thompson, Bruce McCullough. And I think Kids in the Hall is a much, much, much better sketch comedy show than SNL Saturday Night Live. And the movie Brain Candy is an absolute genius. Brain Candy outdoes all the other comedies, all the other SNL comedies. So anyways, Brain Candy is about a doctor played by Kevin MacDonald who discovers a cure for depression. He has this little pill that unlocks a person's happiest memories. But there's some downsides to it too. It has some wonderful moments, wonderful characters. They're all great. And I love the fact that, you know, Dave Foley, Bruce McCullough, Mark McKinney, Scott Thompson, all of them, they all play like different characters. The whole movie is essentially all of them playing all the side characters. It's absolutely just brilliant. It's great. I love it. Kids in the Hall, Brain Candy. Check that one out. Next one on my list is Frances Ha. This is the movie directed by Noah Baumbach and written by Greta Gerwig. Starring Greta Gerwig as a woman who's trying to change her life, trying to put her feet on the ground. At the start of the movie, her roommate, her best friend, is moving out of her apartment. So, of course, she's got to find a new place. And so Greta goes from place to place, finding roommates. One of her roommates is Adam Driver, who was good in Marriage Story. And it's just all about her just trying to find her way in life. There's some great cinematography in this one here too. I think it's Jay Levy. I'm not quite sure. But it's just really, really good stuff. I love the moment when she's kind of like dancing across the street to a David Bowie song. I love the moment when she goes to France. And she's in this like gorgeous city of, you know, Paris, France. And she's there alone. And they're playing Everyone's a Winner, I think, by Hot Chocolate. Just really, really funny stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I love the movie. It makes me feel good. So, following up that, I have Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And Scott Pilgrim versus the World is a movie that I love all the songs. I love the landscape of the movie. I love all the characters in this. I just don't like Scott Pilgrim. The movie stars Michael Cera, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Brie Larson, Chris Evans, whole bunch of other people there that I'm just not thinking of right now at the top of my head. Cinematography by Bill Pope. Of course, we all know this was written and directed by Edgar Wright, based on the comic book series by Brian Lee O'Malley. I think I'm saying that name right. Let me know if I'm wrong with that one for your folks. But Scott Pilgrim is about a boy who meets a girl, Ramona Flowers. And in order to keep dating her, he has to defeat her 7 evil exes. I love all the video game references in this. Yeah, it's great. If you get a chance to read the series, because the series like a much more longer. I know I did a full episode of this movie with Rebecca Kaplan. And I hope you check out that episode. But yeah, I love Scott Pilgrim. I will never get tired of watching that movie. Following that up, the next movie I have is Manhattan Murder Mystery. This is a comedy with Alan Alda, Angelica Houston, Woody Allen, Diane Keaton, and both Keaton and Allen play an older married couple who believe that the next door neighbor could be a killer. Sorry, folks. Milk is dry there. So Keaton's character is just convinced that their next door neighbor killed his wife. And Alan's character is very much like, no, stay away from this. You don't want anything to do with this. They're just nice neighbors. He doesn't believe it at all. And they have just such great comedy chemistry. I love their antics in this movie. And this is a movie that I always watch whenever I get sick with a cold. If I have a bad cold, I'm going to pop on Manhattan Murder Mystery. And I just have an absolute blast with this movie. So yeah, that's what I'm missing right now. Oh, I do want to say the too late. This was a side plot to Annie Hall, but it made Annie Hall much more of a longer movie than it was. So they took that out of Annie Hall and put it into this movie, Manhattan Murder Mystery. Yeah, in fact, Manhattan Murder Mystery is written by the same two writers, Woody Allen and Marshall Brickham, who wrote Annie Hall. And so now they took that story, put it into this movie. So there you go. Last on my list is, Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. Mira Sorvino, Lisa Kudrow as two women who are in their late 20s. They get invited back to their high school reunion. But when they were in high school, they were known as like the outcasts, the geeks, the losers or whatnot. So they decide to flip a story about themselves so that they can seem more successful to their peers. And it's a great movie about being yourself and learning to appreciate who you are, appreciate your friends because they're the most important right there. And I think it's great. I love everyone in this movie. Jenny Garofalo, Alan Cummins, they're all just really great. Got a fun soundtrack. And I really kind of wish, too, that Lisa Kudrow and Mira Sorvino would come back to do a sequel. All right, just them just on the road again. I don't really care what they're doing. I just wanted to see another movie with them. Apparently, the 90s had also a lot of, like, other high school reunion movies. The 90s were a big thing for high school reunion movies. You know, you had this and Gross Point Blank. If there's another one, let me know because I just can't think of it off the top of my head. But yeah, so there you go, folks. Romy and Michelle's high school reunion is an absolute blast. Can't see any more things good about it, though. But that's going to wrap up this short episode. Once again, I apologize immensely for having technical issues before. Everything's fixed right now. Gotta give a quick shout out to our Patreon subscribers because you cats have just been amazing with your support. I apologize immensely. There's not going to be a bonus episode this week. Next week, I'll change everything around. I'm going to have on guest Ryan of the Coolness Chronicles. Hope I'm saying that right. To join me to talk about Xanadu. But gotta give a quick shout out to our Patreon subscribers here. So I gotta thank Matt over at Mashley at the Movies. Check out their 31 Days of Horror, where they are reviewing a whole slew of different horror movies like Halloween 2 and Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Check them out. They're found on Twitter at Matchley Movies. Gotta say thank you to Jeanette Miller-Mickenham. She is a wonderful person. You heard her on our Night of the Living Dead audio play, and also she was on a few of her episodes in the past talking about Showgirls 2, and recently for our Sedera September talking about Picasso Trigger. She's found on Twitter at aka Jeanette. Gotta give a shout out to Mr. Donnie Roberts of the Cage's Kiss podcast, which is a fantastic program that I was on not too long ago. But follow Cage's Kiss at Cage's Kiss on Twitter. Donnie's found on Twitter at Unreal Goals. Then lastly, I want to thank Mr. Jason Soto of the podcast, Whatever with Jason Soto. Check out their latest episode because they read a story of mine that I've written. All right, so check that out. Him and Mary read a story of mine. It's really a lot of fun. Okay, so he's found on Twitter at Whatever Jason Soto. Whew. Okay, so all of our episodes mostly can be found on our website, which is cinemarecall.net. And you can find our episodes via, what you call your Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, iHeartRadio. Just look up our podcast. We're available most other places there. Oh boy, we're fun on Twitter at @cinema_recall, Facebook, Instagram, Cinema Recall Podcast. Just type the name Cinema Recall. We'll be there. Anyway, folks, that's it. That's my 10-minute mark right here. I hope you had a fun time with this episode as I did recording it. And don't forget to vote. I know if you hear this episode a week later, that's going to seem really kind of like pointless, but no, it's still important to vote. So really just go out there and vote, and let's make a change, everybody. Good night. Love you all.